It's time for the Hour of Power, where numerous churches and ministries in Western Oklahoma come together to produce a program found on the internet at therockchristianmusic.com. If you have a specific prayer request or you would like to share about an answer to prayer in your life, text the word PRAY to 68683, then share your request. This is your connection to other Christ followers and prayer warriors. Welcome to the Hour of Power.
Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, and it is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Monica Lovell. My grandson Angel is over there running the iPad, and we got my bonus daughter Kaylin in the house this morning, y'all. Our guest today is Pastor Jason Wilhelm. How are you doing this morning, sir?
Excellent.
I'm so glad you could be here.
Me too.
If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to us three ways now. You can send it by email. You can send that to hourofpower32@gmail.com. Or you can send it by text to 580-485-0837. Or you can still post it to our Facebook page, and we will do our best to get it on paper and pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll get it posted shortly after the program is ended. Our sponsor for today is Grants Auction and Realty. They don't charge you more. They make you more by itemizing and cataloging all your items. Woo, I think I got it all. Would you pray to start us out, sir?
Absolutely. So, Father, we come to you this morning, Lord. We just thank you for everything that you are, for everything that you've done, Lord. God, we thank you for this past week and weekend, the celebration of the resurrection of Christ, the thing, the powerful thing that brought us into the household of God, that made a way, that brought the kingdom of heaven to earth through your kids, God. Lord, we pray this morning that you would move in power through the words, through your word, God, through what I'm going to speak. Holy Spirit, we just invite you to rise up, to cast the seed and the word of God out. Let every ear be open to hear, Lord. Father God, establish what it is you want to do. We say yes and amen to your plan and your will. We're in, God. Whatever it is you're up to today, we're in. Have your way with us. We love you and bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I like your title, Changing the Dynamic.
Yeah.
I like
it. You know, that's what the last time I was here, I didn't get through what we were talking about. We're talking about the gates of praise and praise in general as a lifestyle, as the people of God. And it's been, gosh, I'm trying to think, maybe two and a half months ago. So we'll do a little recap on it, and we'll get into where we left off, hopefully. You know, us preachers, sometimes we end up talking so much that we never get to the point. So we get to carry it over and over and over. I think, like I said last time, I don't know if my people ever thought that I would stop talking about it. But, hey, you know what? If God's in it and he's speaking and he's wanting to say something, we ought to just go on with it, right?
Amen.
Yeah, amen. So about 2.5 months ago, I think, the Lord, he said something to me in my morning prayer. Every morning I ask the Lord, What do you want to say today? What do you want to do today, Lord? I want to hear what you're up to, and I want to get in on it. And you know, every day he says something. He's faithful to speak. He's just faithful to speak. If you're not hearing from the Lord, you're probably not listening, because I promise you, he is speaking to you throughout your day. He likes to work in your thought processes. He likes to work in your relationships. You can hear the Lord watching a TV program that has nothing to do with the kingdom. You can hear the Lord driving in your car listening.